Praise the Lord. I thank God for this very opportunity he has given me to share a short, message for the youth and the adults. If anyone who is preparing for a message, everyone knows the hardest part of preparing a message is finding the proper topic. And when Saji Pastor called me up on Monday, I'm like, you hear messages 3 days in a week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and every lot of the topics have been covered, and you had no idea what to do. Just like how Joshua said last week, what's the purpose of life? I was sitting home and thinking, what's the purpose? What am I supposed to say? What am I going to share today? And last night, I finally decided on a topic, and the topic is humility and how we can be humble. For today's message, can we all turn to James chapter 4, verse 6? Can someone read James chapter 4, verse 6? Yes, the verse is like really, really clear. It says, it clearly says God opposes the proud and gives grace to the willing humble. And I was able to read the Message translation, which is a little more stronger words. It says, God goes against people who are proud and boastful, but he will give grace to the willing humble. So it's very clear, God doesn't want us to be boastful. Here, like if we think about it, many times we face a lot of trials and a lot of things in our lives, and we are like, God, are you with me or are you near me? And we are confused. We don't know what to do. And it's those times we know that God is with us. God is with us during all those troubles and everything. So just imagine if you were that person who is boastful and always proud of everything, and if God decided to not be with you but turn against you, imagine all the consequences that you'll be facing. Or imagine all the troubles. Like whenever we are facing troubles, like God is always with us. Like we just don't see sometimes, but God is always there. So we had to sit back and think, like if God is actually going to go against us, it's going to be a disaster in our lives. So the second part of the verse, it says, can someone read the second part of the verse? No, the second part it says, God gives grace to the willing humble. So what is grace? Grace is something that God gives us for free, even though we don't deserve it, right? So many times, God is a God who's gracious enough that he can give you anything you want. And anything that you need. He'll make sure that everything goes perfect in your lives. So all we have to do, as the Bible says, just be humble in our lives, not to walk in a boastful way or not to go and live in a way that, you know, I'm something or I'm something big. That's not what God wants us to be. And if we can read Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7 to 8. Right. I just want to focus on the last part of the verse, which says, according to the riches of his grace, which he has lavished upon us. So God is a God who gives grace lavishly. He's not someone who just gives a little bit just because, okay, you're a little humble and sometimes you're like, you know, a little boastful. But God is a God who gives it lavishly, and he pours it out for us without any hesitation. And it's free, right? So all we have to do is just be humble. So I just want to look at some of the examples from the Bible, which oversees our humility. So let's look at the story of Moses. So can we read Exodus chapter 32, verse 13 to 14?
Thank you.
Right, we all know the story. What happened was Israel, they were murmuring and they were always complaining. They were not thankful for the deliverance that God gave them. And what happened? They were always murmuring and they didn't, they were not worthy of the deliverance that God gave them. And God was so mad that he wanted to destroy the Israelites. But what did Moses do? Moses, he stopped God. He told God not to destroy them. And he reminded God that God has given a promise that Abraham, he'll make Abraham father of nations. So let's just look at it in a different perspective. So let's say if Moses was selfish and if he didn't want, and if he was selfish and he was boastful and he didn't want God to destroy the entire Israelites, that would have been so much like selfishness from Moses, but he didn't. He could have said the whole genealogy of Christ would have come under Moses if God had destroyed the Israelites, but he didn't. He didn't want to be known as that. He was humble. He portrayed proper humbleness when God wanted to destroy Israel. He said no. Sometimes we can relate this. Like, I can give you a small testimony from my workplace. So what happened was last year, I was doing my regular job, and just my boss walks up to me and he's like, "Hey, there's a position open for a supervisor." So I just started working there 2 years ago, and I told my boss, like, "Am I the one you actually want to be the supervisor?" And there's a lot of people who've been working for 15, 16, like 30 years, but he walked up to me and told me to become the supervisor. And I asked him, I told him clearly, like, I really don't want to take this position because there's always like seniors ahead of me, and I just want them to have that position. But sometimes it's like we have to think about not only ourselves, we have to think about others as well. For that, let's read one verse from Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 to 4. Right, I just want to focus on the second part of the verse, which says, let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. That's what God wants us to be. We should not be just because you're getting something promoted. If it's going to have a bad advantage for other people around you, you should always think about others. Am I the one who's supposed to be here? Or if I could have someone else take my position, would it be helpful for them than me being in that position? So this is what God wants. And if we can live a life where we can do this kind of a deed to others, that God is gracious enough to bless us with all his blessings. And God wants us to look at others' interests, not only ourselves. For the next example, let's read from Daniel chapter 4, verse 33. We all know the story of King Nebuchadnezzar. He was always so proudful. He was always boasting about his kingdom, and he was worshiping the idols first. And if we look at the story of Nebuchadnezzar, we know that he saw a dream, and in the dream he saw a tall tree that's reaching up to the skies, and he saw a messenger. Messenger came down and was going to cut down that tree. And what happened? He called Daniel to interpret the dream, right? And what happened was Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar that the tree represents King Nebuchadnezzar, and the tall tree represents how proudful Nebuchadnezzar was. He was always boasting about his kingdom and everything. And what happened to him at the very end? He got to eat grass and he had to live like the wild animals for like 7 years. So this is what God can do in many of our lives if you're all standing up and saying, yo, I am something, or I am something really big, you know, no one can come as close as me. Nebuchadnezzar was a king and he was brought down even lower than a slave. So this is why we shouldn't be boastful in our lives, or we should never be boastful or proud of anything. One more story that I want to look at is from John chapter 13, verse 5. So we all know the story of Jesus. The best example in the Bible for who showed the most humble nature is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He could have said, I'm the Son of God. You do this, you do that. But he never did anything like that. He washed the feet of his disciples right before the Passover feast. And he knew Judas and Peter are going to betray him. But even though he knew that, he still washed all the disciples' feet. And that's something we could look at. And if you read John 13, verse 14 to 16, someone can read John 13, verse 14 to 16. Right. When God tells us, you know, this is the example that Jesus set for us. And he says, like, he pretty much says, you got no master is greater than the servant, or no servant is greater than the master. Everyone is in the same level in the eyes of God. So we always have to be humble, or we have to respect one another. And that's the message that Jesus shows us. Now, if you look back into the main verse that is from James chapter 4, we can see about the consequences of how this boastful nature can result in fights and quarrels. So what happens is, when we are boastful, we always pray to God, we need this, we need that. But God knows our actual motives, and if our motives are wrong, he's never gonna give you anything. And then what happens? We start to grumble, we start to talk against God, we start to have quarrels and fight among others. And that's what happens. And that's not what God wants us to do, because God clearly says, when you're angry, make sure you don't sin. So always it's better not to have that boastful nature in our lives. And if we read down, we can see how what James was referring to, people, because of their boastfulness and everything, they were killing, they were coveting, and they're sinning. And that's not what God wants us to do. So like, there's a verse in Matthew chapter 6, I believe, it says, you cannot serve two masters. You either serve God or you either serve the devil. So we cannot be living a boastful life and at the same time pleasing God, because that's not how it works. If we want to come in the presence of God, we have to be humble, and we always have to be very, very careful, and so that God doesn't do something like what he did to King Nebuchadnezzar. Because in a snap of a finger, he can change our lives around. We'll be driving the most finest cars. We'll be having the most biggest house in Canada. But what happens? Just in a snap of a finger, everything can go downways. I just want to conclude my message. I had a short story prepared, but lack of time. I just want to say, we are nothing in the eyes of God. Everyone is equal, and everyone has the same level, as we read. And like I said, God can bring, God can graciously gift us like anything that we need if we can just be humble in the presence of God. There's one time pastor asked me to pray, and I remember it was like last year, Vinod didn't ask me, why do you keep saying humble myself in your presence? And this is the reason, because God doesn't want us to be boastful even in his presence. So always remember that God is gracious enough to give us everything that we need. All we had to do is be humble in his presence and not boast in anything we have, because all we can boast for is our Christ, and that's it. And this is my message.